It is 9:15 on ABC Southeast. You're with Scott Bevan, and we're speaking with the Mayor of the Snowy Monaro Regional Council, Narelle Davis. Councillor, a person has texted in here and asked this of you. Volunteer Week has just passed. Where was Council support and acknowledgement of our thousands of volunteers?
So I openly and regularly comment on our volunteers. Volunteers are the backbone of our community. And without volunteers, many things don't happen. Children's sport doesn't happen. Community radio doesn't happen. Our support in some of our very important facilities such as Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul, that doesn't happen. Lions, Rotary, all of those service clubs are all built on volunteerism. And we, as a council, recognise volunteers. We haven't actually ever done anything fantastic in regard to recognising Volunteer Week, but from my point of view, Volunteer Week should not just be 1 week of the year. It should be every day of the year. We'll work through that.
Do you think, given all that you've just said, and clearly you recognise and respect and honour volunteers for what they do, there should be more acknowledgement of them in that week, Volunteer Week?
Yeah. So we will work through that process. We've actually had a discussion about Volunteer Week and actually being able to celebrate our volunteers down the track. There are so many volunteer groups in our community, and especially rural communities are built on volunteers. And we will work through that. As I have indicated on another radio station, we will work to support the volunteers in a different way, and it wasn't within that week, but we will certainly do it down the track.
We look forward to seeing that. On to roads, that perennial issue. I had a look at the list of road maintenance going on, and there's a few. From where you sit, from where you drive, how are the conditions of the roads? How much is yet to be done?
Yeah, so still a lot of work to be done. We've had an enormous amount of damage during our very wet seasons in the last 3 years. We've also received a large amount of funding under the pothole repair and disaster funding, so we're working through that. Look, I live on a farm, so I get to drive rural roads all the time, and a lot of our roads are actually improving. Now, there are many roads that we still haven't got to, and I just want to reiterate with the community, we are getting to your road. It may not be in the time frame that you need, but at the moment we're doing an awful lot of work on many of our roads, especially the heavy patching on our really badly deteriorated sealed roads. And one of our roads that we will be heading to, not next week, the week after, on the 2nd of June, is Springfield Road, which needs a massive amount of work because the sealed sections of road have really deteriorated with the wet weather.
Well, massive amount of work equals massive amount of dollars under the federal government.
It does.
Yeah,
yes.
Under the federal government's Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program, the council has been allocated another $1 million, at least on the list, it appears so. How far will that go?
So we'd like it to go much further than it does, but it will be added to the money that we have from the state government, and it actually allows us to extend our program, which is just fantastic. So whilst $1 million sounds like a lot of money, just to redevelop and seal an unsealed section of road costs $1 million a kilometre. So that gives you an understanding of how much roads actually cost. At this stage, we're actually looking at upgrading improving our unsealed roads, and we have a lot of unsealed roads, 1,700 kilometres of unsealed roads, and by resheeting them with gravel. Many of our roads haven't been resheeted for more than 30 years. The community is really feeling that, and we want to be able to go out to our roads and be able to maintain them with appropriate material on them, which will allow them to stay in a reasonable state for much, much longer. So that extra money from the federal government is greatly appreciated, and we can add it and value add to the work that we're currently doing.
And it'll make for another kilometre of repaired and tarred road.
Yes, yes.
Councillor Narelle Davis, Mayor of the Snowy Monaro Regional Council, I very much appreciate you talking with us, particularly after what has been a very trying week.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. The Mayor of Snowy Monaro Regional Council there, Narelle Davis.